The Carter Center has been treating both human and animal suffering from guinea worm in Lafon County for 3 years and recently renewed a 10-year contract to continue working in Eastern Equatoria State. Unyango Amojo Angelo is a staff who says his contract was ended. He says he needs an explanation from his employer.
I was only just surprised with a notification which did not satisfy me, and that is why I refused to sign it. If I were to do some mistake, it would have been normal. I would have said, yeah, I have done 1, 2, 3. Let me sign the notification. It's normal. It's normal for someone to lose the job. But without anything, I cannot agree to sign that notification. And I told them. I even wrote to HR. Then he told me that it is normal. It is the contract of Carter Center is not permanent. It's not enough for me. How can you tell me the contract is not permanent when I am replaced? You are asking someone to be replaced. You are removing him, you are replacing him with someone, but he has no problem.
Ukech Simon, a resident of Ugwanya Boma, says communities of Lafon County have benefited from Carter Center's services. He says his community now treats drinking water to avoid guinea worm infections.
Educating people on how to treat water so that you drink in a safe. They're treating stagnant water that is within the community with something called a bait. Any guinea worm eggs that it lays. The guinea worm before, according to them, is they got like 1%. Then most of the thing that they got it on animal.
Upuk John is a leader in the Kuji community. He says the community decided that the Carter Center should relocate to another part of the county.
They said they don't want Carter Center in Kuji. As well, they don't want also Carter Center continue operating in their land. So because their base, it is in their land. So therefore, they don't want Carter Center now in their land as well in their area. So that is the resolution they came up with. That very day, the commissioner requested, and we wait for the final decision from the high level. So now, right now, the community are waiting the response from Juba.
James Garang is the Carter Center Senior Program Officer in Lafon County. He says the Carter Center has sent a team from Juba to resolve the standoff with communities in Eastern Equatoria State. Garang says, according to his organization policy, staff contracts can end at any time.
It's just a non-renewal contract. That your contract shall end this month. It's not going to be renewed. Unless if they plan to call you back, that's where we will call them back. Community were complaining, like, what is the reasons of notifying these people? I told them this is the policy. Because not only here are staff being receiving the notification. In all of our South Sudan, where guinea worm program is operating, even that part of the pit, one person received the notification letter. I'm still following up with Juba office, so because by the end of this month, to look another people who will replace this staff.
Visa Likali, a member of the Eastern Equatoria State Legislative Assembly representing Lafon County, says the Carter Center needs to investigate the matter to prevent tension in the area.
I have seen a sense of saying a certain community is targeted in unemployment. So they have to investigate. If the field office doesn't come out clearly, I don't want the division among my community in the name of Carter Center. If Carter Center cannot address it, of course, my personal opinion is I prefer the unity of my people and let Carter Center leave them peacefully.
Etienne Concord is the Director General in the State Ministry of Health. He says the ministry has not received any complaint from Lafon County authorities about the Carter Center. Lafon County Commissioner Mangisto Ukech says his office is working to resolve the dispute between the Carter Center and Lafon County community leaders. Since 2011, the Carter Center has assisted South Sudan through conflict negotiation, preserving peace, and eliminating devastating diseases, including guinea worm. For VOA News, I'm Kaltuma Vanessa reporting from Eastern Equatoria State Capital, Torit.